A 10-year streak for the U.S. economy is over. For 10 straight years, the United States added at least a few jobs every single month, sometimes a lot of jobs. But that did not happen in March after Americans were told to stay home in response to the pandemic. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What are the Labor Department numbers out today?
This report is in some ways a confirmation of the enormous economic hit that the coronavirus is dealing to the U.S. economy and to workers and families all around the country. As you say, it snaps that record-long streak going back almost a decade of job gains. But yet, this report is just revealing the first pinpricks of what is going to be a gaping wound. And that's because this report was based on surveys that were done 3 weeks ago, which is a lifetime ago in the course of this pandemic. I mean, 3 weeks ago, I was still going into the office. Most bars and restaurants were still open. Our nationwide hunker down in response to the coronavirus would start the following week. And in the next 2 weeks, we know now some 10 million people would file claims for unemployment. Those jobs losses won't show up, though, until the April report a month from now.
So we saw 700,000 jobs lost in this monthly report, but that's from the middle of the month. And now we know there's another 10 million or so, at least, who are out of work. We don't think that's the absolute total of them. I gather that we can expect an unbelievably devastating unemployment report for the following month then.
That's right. But we now know that even before that nationwide lockdown began, the coronavirus was having a big impact on the economy, much larger actually than forecasters had expected. And it was really pretty widespread. About two-thirds of the job losses in this report are in hospitality, mostly bars and restaurants, which had been doing pretty well until the coronavirus struck.
Yeah.
Those industries, along with leisure, account for 459,000 of these job losses. And we know they were among the first to feel the effects. But really, the losses in this report are widespread. Retailers lost jobs. Manufacturers lost jobs. Those businesses were already slumping before the pandemic. Construction lost jobs. And Steve, even healthcare, which is typically recession-proof, lost 43,000 jobs in March. Now, that might seem counterintuitive in the midst of a healthcare crisis. But remember, a lot of doctors and dentists have closed their offices and canceled non-emergency appointments during this pandemic.
Goodness. Well, I'm trying to think of the implications of this. First off, when the employment numbers are even worse than expected, it's a bad situation now. But the other question on people's minds is how long this lasts. Is this a gigantic pothole or a long-lasting recession? What are the implications of finding out that the employment picture is even bleaker than feared?
It doesn't really tell us how long it's going to last. It tells us that the pothole is deeper, but it doesn't tell us how broad it is and how long we're going to be in that pothole. That's the big question, and we've heard lots of both healthcare professionals and economists say that kind of is going to be dictated by the course of the virus.
Okay.
We do know that Congress has authorized a $2 trillion relief package. The Fed is pumping trillions more into the economy to try to cushion the blow, to try to keep both families and businesses afloat until we can get past the pandemic.
Now, when we talk about this job loss, you mentioned it's in retail and hospitality. I guess the next report we can expect it to be in pretty much every part of the economy.
And even here, we were seeing it broadly across the economy, but certainly the job losses that were going to show up in April are going to be much, much deeper.
Okay, and unemployment is now 4.4%. That's the official figure?
That's right, and again, that's just a hint of what's to come. We expect that number to go a lot higher.
Scott, thanks for the update.
You're very welcome.
NPR Chief Economic Correspondent Scott Horsley.